Blog Talk Radio.
Food Fun Nation Radio, brought to you by FoodFunNation.com. Chef Sean and Tech Rob bringing you another Food Fun-filled Blog Talk Radio episode. Food Fun Nation, where we celebrate food with you. From the chef-tested recipes to foodie news, restaurant insider info to small talk, we do it all for you. Now pull up a seat to the chef's table and let's dig into this hot and spicy episode live from the chef's studio. Call in at 1-347-677-1646 or live chat with us on their radio page. And go give us a like on our Facebook fan page at Food Fun Nation. We are now on the air with the culinary hosts that know the most. Take it away, guys.
Well, here we are, 100 episodes. Yes, it's true. We are at 100 episodes. When I did the math from the last season, ending with episode 88, I knew there were only 12 more to go for the 100. And how exciting is that? The chef gives me the hosting duties. I don't really have a topic. Well, I did have many topics floating around in my head, but being the 100th episode, they all seem boring. Like, who wants to listen to a boring show? To do the milestone, I was thinking of keeping it more of a party mode. This would make for a good flashback show, but I already did that idea. Maybe I'll do it again another time, but it's a bit too soon from the last one. So I was playing with the idea of a meatless entree show for the vegetarian listener, but like I said, who wants to listen to a boring show? So for this show, and after that lengthy part of the intro, which is only quick, actually, I read it slow in my head. So let's dig into this milestone party show. And no party is a party without my brother and best friend, the other half of the Bay City Boys, Chef Sean. Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
Woo-hoo, holla, 100, we made it.
Yes, you did.
We're 100 episodes old. Wow, I feel old now. I'll never make it to 100 in real life, so this is kind of cool.
If we're going to make it to 100, this is the one we're going to make it to.
I'm kind of shooting for 55. I'll be good at that point. Anything's bonus over that.
I think so, too. Well, we're half 10 more years to go for that one.
Oh, well, make the best of it, I guess.
So, anything going on with you?
I'm going to be watching the Cincinnati Bengals at Minnesota Vikings today, and I picked Vikings like to win the Super Bowl because they haven't won one yet, ever. I picked them like about 6 or 7 weeks ago, I think, to win, so I'm rooting for them. And then I think New England is at Pittsburgh. I could be wrong. I know the two teams are playing, but I'm not sure who's where. And, well, I always want New England to lose, so there's that. And food-wise, this week we had breakfast for dinner. We like to do that over easy. Sometimes we do. Have you ever had eggs with a hole in the middle of bread? And then
you fry
egg?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've seen it done. I wanted to do it myself. But, yeah, a lot of people like it. My American ex-girlfriend liked it. So
maybe I'll do a live video maybe soon. Why not?
That would
show everybody how easy it is. It's very easy to do. Super simple.
Right, you just take
if you can do no
a coffee cup or something, right? And you just shove it into the piece of bread. Yeah.
Yeah,
at least that's the way I would
butter,
have done it.
Butter or margarine at first, and I'll show you. So anybody can go back and rewatch it after it goes live anytime and watch it. I also noticed that coming up, we'll be doing a chili recipe a meatloaf recipe that you're gonna have me read. And I also put up on the fan page my live video from the past for my meatloaf recipe. It's up there too. So you can use this one. You can use the one that tried and true that I've tried, that I always make, how I make my meatloaf. It's right up on the fan page now.
Maybe I should have been paying attention more. Or if you did that today, I don't know.
No, I did that a long time ago. You can go back and click videos, and you'll see all the past live videos I did and everything on it. But, yeah, give people options out there. Do what they want. And what else have I made? I made chili this week. Always awesome. And that's about it. You're all caught up. Where I'm at. Football. Oh, sorry. I got to tell everybody the results of my football. I was going to go for 16 games because there's 16 games in a regular season NFL, so I picked 16 games. And I was trying to get to 10 to make it to the playoffs in my own head, and I never made it. I got 9 wins. 9 wins, 7 losses. But that's way better than I did last year. I'm pretty damn sure of that. I didn't do good at all last year. I don't think I even made 50% last year. I think I was like 30-something percent on my guesses, on my picks. So, 9-7 record. I'll take it.
My buddy's trying to get Randy into that pro line and all that because Randy, like, he's glued to his phone watching every Leaf game, anything that he's interested in, he's keeping up with his phone. He actually listens to the Leaf games like the old radio days, where you're just sitting around the radio listening to the top player scoring and all that. So it's kind of neat, nostalgic in the way.
I do that with the Giants games.
Yeah, it just got to be neat. I think most sports fans really get an added hype when they're listening to the game and they can't see it.
Exactly. It's kind of cool. Like you said, it's old-timey flashback ways, but it's kind of cool. When I can't watch it televised, because not every one of my NFL games is televised on regular TV unless I bought the big package, which I wasn't going to spend hundreds of dollars on. So, yeah, when in doubt, I go to the Giants.com or whatever it is, and they do a live internet radio feed of it, of their radio show. So, and I get to listen to the game anyway. It's kind of cool.
No. Clash of Clans tonight. All the champions are up for Clash of Champions tonight. All the championship matches are up for grabs. Our buddy Alex is hoping that Shane goes heel. I kind of hope he does.
Yes. There's been rumor about that. He must have heard the rumor of that one, because that rumor has been going around for weeks. I've heard that for about 3 weeks now, that rumor. So, yeah. It'd be something different.
It's going to happen. Oh, yeah.
Well,
he needs to do that if he wants people to watch him some more, I guess. But,
and I would just like, I would like to
see his dad some more.
But I would like to see Triple H and Stephanie be the good guys, baby faces. Why not switch it?
Well, yeah. Well, that it will be Triple H putting Shane in his place, right? Because obviously old man Vince is not going to put his ass in the ring many, many more times, maybe if at all ever again. And
yeah.
Triple H has to retire still, so, and he's active. He joined the WrestleMania there or something, or on Survivor
Series. And he just
Series
had a match a week ago or so in India against Jinder Mahal. And he beat Jinder Mahal in India, so, which is funny because Jinder Mahal's Canadian, but his parents are from India.
Yeah, but they're really pushing that nationality card. Well, they're doing
smart.
That like the old days with the Iron Sheik putting belts on foreigners. You know, that's why not.
Yeah. They're trying to capitalize on the billions of fans in India. Gets them watching it and buying their merchandise, right?
The fans, the war is already, like, all the stupid political crap is ruining the races and stuff like that. So to keep it entertaining and to keep the politics out, why not put it in the ring? So I've been watching Glow, at least for season one. I've been dying to watch season two, if they ever come back. Because what the you remember Glow from years ago?
Yeah, I used to watch
the hotel
it.
And, yeah, I knew you did. So did I. And well, they got a Netflix series, basically documenting, or basically a series based on that and how it came about. And the first season,
I believe, Chavo Guerrero is a consultant for that. He teaches the actors how to wrestle for it.
Well, he did for the original Glow Girls.
Yep.
So he might have stepped back in to help these new up-and-comers, because I'm actually beginning to think that this whole women's movement is actually going to have a whole new women's show. We're going to have a whole new Glow.
Probably.
I think. Because they had that Mae Young Classic. And what happened? Did they do after the Cruiserweight Classic? They have 205. So now they have the Mae Young Classic. What's going to happen? They're going to have an all-women's show. Richard doesn't believe me.
That would be awesome. I would love that. I would love that over. Yeah, there was way more than enough talent out there.
And so I've been watching Glow, and I've been waiting to watch season two, because that's going to be picking up right where they left off. And this should be where the story goes, where I don't remember everything that I'm supposed to remember. But we see the characters that, like, Ivory was in the original cast, but they created all the same girls. Like, Mama's there, but she's got a different name in the show. The Russian's there, different name in the show. And that's what I was trying to get at, the characters. They're bringing in the characters, even though they're being played by somebody else that's not even that thing. Like, Little Egypt is there. Like, they're all there. Except they got different names.
I'll quickly go through. I went on the network to look on my TV. Clash of Champions tonight. Let's do quick picks. WWE Champion AJ Styles versus Jinder Mahal. Who wins it?
Like I said, let's put the belt on the foreigner. And I really don't like AJ for his... I really don't like AJ.
I love AJ. I think he's amazing. I think he's amazing, and he only has a couple years left, if not a year, probably, or... probably a year or two, I would say, is my guess. But I'm going Jinder wins that one. Okay, so we both agree with that. Women's champion, Charlotte Flair versus Natalya.
I'm a Canadian fan, and I really like this whole black heart that she's doing, really acting like her Uncle Owen. She changes on which uncle she's going to favor, because right now she's on the Bret Hart, best there is, the best it was. But I think Flair... only for the Hogan years, and because based on Bret versus Flair, I think Flair had more flair. So I'm going to go with Flair.
I think Flair is going to retain. Natalya just won it, and then Charlotte Flair beat her. I'm glad they finally gave Natalya that belt, because, like I said, it gives the belt legacy. So I'm glad they did that for her as a final nod to her before she retires. She might have a year left. In her. Maybe she can do something else with the office, or maybe she can be manager. There's lots of options they could do with her. She has a lot of talent. Okay, Fatal 4-Way match, SmackDown Tag Team titles. They're not even listing who's in there, so I'm not even going to pick. Obviously, Usos versus, I don't know. They're not listing it. Anyway, let's move on to that. It's not going to be exciting. That one's not going to be that exciting anyway. Anytime you got, that's going to be a shit show. 4-way tag team match. I don't like that. Randy Orton versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yikes. Randy Orton for his legacy. Shinsuke because I don't know who he is, but then he's a crazy, crazy wrestler. I was really impressed with his entrance in the NXT. I was watching him.
He gives you goosebumps when he comes out. I mean, it makes the hair on your arm
stand weird
out when he comes out.
He's
He's got a pop Michael Jackson crazy guy thing going on. That's what it is.
I don't know if he's wearing his injuries and he's just really hurt walking down the ring and he's just making it look like that's how he walks. He wrestles well.
He's amazing.
So pick. I'm going to go with Orton.
I'm going Shinsuke. Shinsuke needs a win at this point.
Yeah.
He's not a spring chicken either. He might have 5 years left in him, Shinsuke. So I think now's the time to start giving him wins if you're going to do anything with him. Randy's already done his stuff.
Hired him for a reason. Yeah, start using him though. You can't let him be the beat up boy. But I still think Orton's going to get it because I don't think Vince respects his new talent.
Oh, sorry, I read it wrong. It's Randy Orton and Shinsuke versus Kevin Owens and Sammy.
Oh, there you go. Kevin Owens and Sammy, say goodbye. You're losing.
Yeah,
you guys got
I
a lot
agree.
You got a lot of years to make up your mistake. You're making mistakes, and Vince is putting you in your place.
But Shane is a special referee, so Daniel Bryan made himself special referee. But do you realize if Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn lose this match, the stipulation is they're fired.
And they're going to Raw.
Exactly. They'll figure it out. They're getting fired.
Or
they'll get back some technicality. Something's going to happen. So they'll get back. So anyway, let's go on with your show.
You
don't have much time left.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was working on the site, uploading the MP3s of our shows, I was thinking food passion is easy to share, so I was thinking simple meals that you would eat, the leftovers. Welcome to the leftover party. And Sean has a meatloaf recipe.
I got to scroll up. Okay, here we go. Sorry. Technical things here.
But I found this recipe on MrFood.com, which you basically have to sign up to the newsletter, and I recommend you do because this is awesome food. But don't forget about
us. 2 pounds of ground beef, 1 onion, finely chopped 1 green bell pepper. Interesting throwing a bell pepper on there. I've never had meatloaf with bell pepper. Finely chopped 1 pepper finely chopped, 1 egg, 3/4 cups of Italian flavored breadcrumbs, 1 cup of ketchup. Divided 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar. And what you do is preheat oven to 350 Fahrenheit, coat a 9x5 inch loaf pan with cooking spray. Spray two in large bowl, combine ground beef, onion, green pepper, egg, breadcrumbs, 3/4 cup of ketchup, and black pepper. Using hands, mix beef well and place in loaf pan. Bake for 1 hour. Spoon on remaining ketchup, sprinkle brown sugar, and bake 10 to 15 additional minutes or until no pink remains. Drain if necessary, then slice and serve.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. I'm going to make that really soon. I'm actually really, really am going to make that. I'm buying the food soon.
Go try mine out.
Maybe I should try out yours. This one here that I found on Mr. Food was pretty basic.
Yeah, it is.
I do like the idea that it is, if it's left over, I will actually pop it in the microwave and finish the rest of it off. I usually do that with my burger.
I like cold meatloaf sandwiches.
I guess once it's cooked, it doesn't have to stay hot, right?
No.
I suggest looking up that site. I just realized today because I was using a different laptop because I figured if I was going to need filler, I was going to go back to the site and find another recipe. And I couldn't do it on this laptop because I'm not signed in. So I realized you do have to sign in to the newsletter to get these recipes, which is great because there's lots out there. They're doing the same thing we're doing. It's just another side of the world. And so go check them out. Just don't forget about us. Another thing I want to do when I get a clean kitchen is make desserts. I did buy the ingredients to make the Christmas treat that Sean wanted last year, but I never gave myself enough time or space due to my procrastinating and that. So I'm a bit weary about using those ingredients that I have in my cupboard.
You're going to be late to your own funeral. There's that.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to make that treat no matter what, just for the experience, but I'm not going to eat the product because they've been sitting in the cupboard for a year. I don't know how long those candied cherries could be lasting or whatever else was supposed to go in it, the honey, whatever I'm supposed to do. But this cookie recipe is called the Christmas recipe, and it's handed down for about the last 100 years, according to the thing I found. But I don't think it has to be Christmas cookies. Depending on your cookie cutter, it could be Halloween cookies. It could be whatever cookie. So that's what I came up with, this cookie, all year round cookie. 2 sticks of butter softened, 2 eggs, 1 pinch of salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 cups of confectioner's sugar. Well, I'm assuming that means granulated sugar because this is a 100-year-old recipe, right? 3.5 cups cake flour, which I'm assuming is regular flour or all-purpose flour, or you can actually buy specific cake flour. I'm not a baker. I wouldn't know. There's pretty specific recipe ingredients. 1 tablespoon sour milk. It says, see note, why do you let your milk go sour? No. The note says, to make sour milk, stir together 1 cup of milk with 1 teaspoon of vinegar or lemon juice. I would choose lemon juice and get that little bit of flavor. Now let the mixture sit 10 to 15 minutes. The milk should begin to curdle slightly. What to do? First thing to do is, in a large bowl, combine all ingredients. Mix well, cover, and refrigerate overnight. So this is something you have to do a day before. Or the above stuff you have to do a day before. Preheat your oven for 375 degrees Fahrenheit. In a lightly floured work surface, use a rolling pin to roll dough into a quarter inch. Then using cutters, cut out cookies and place on ungreased baking sheets. Or you can even do the old traditional, roll them up into a tube like and cut them in pieces and flat, or make them into balls and flatten them with a fork like you would the peanut butter cookie. I mean, I don't think there's a wrong way of doing this. As long as it's about a quarter inch thick when you're putting it on your pan and you bake it for the time it says. That's number 3. Bake 10 to 12 minutes or until golden edges, remove to a wire rack and cool. When cool, decorate with icing of your choice. Use sprinkles if you want, and that seems simple, and something I would be, I mean, I helped Randy make the cookie for his class, and that was very simple. It was like a sugar cookie. This seems to be the same kind of cookie. Up next, I have found on the same site an unstuffed cabbage roll or casserole. When I found it, it brought me back home. I am so close to getting a cabbage roll. Just 1 week away. I mean, yeah, my grandma's cabbage roll is Christmas dinner. I mean, I'm going to miss your supper, Sean, but it's going to happen.
Oh, well, what can you do? unstuffed cabbage casserole. Say that fast 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
What you need 1 small cabbage cord, 1 pound of lean ground beef, 1/2 cup of chopped onion, 1 15-ounce plus 1 8-ounce cans, no salt added, tomato sauce, 1 teaspoon of tomato paste, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of light brown sugar. Interesting. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 black pepper, 1.5, I'm assuming that's cups of cooked rice. What to do? In a soup pot over high heat, bring 1 inch of water to boil. Place cabbage core side down. Cover pot to reduce heat to steam 20 minutes until cabbage leaves fall apart. Drain them, then chop them roughly to preheat oven to 350 Fahrenheit in a large skillet over medium heat. Cook ground beef and onions 5 to 7 minutes until browned, and add 15-ounce canned tomato sauce, the tomato paste, lemon juice, brown sugar, garlic powder, salt, pepper, rice mix. Well, stir in cabbage, then place in this 9x13 baking dish. Place remaining tomato sauce over top, cover with foil. 3, bake 30 minutes. uncover, bake 10 to 15. Yeah, you want a little brown on top until heated through. And what do you think of that? Sounds pretty good to me. I like anything cabbage roll.
Yeah. Well, I've been a fan of them ever since my grandmother's been making them. And I've never made them, and I don't recall Loretta ever making them while we were together. Bill makes these simple man cabbage rolls, or the poor man's cabbage roll, or whatever they call it. What are they called? You don't stop them.
Lazy man?
They don't stop. Nah, lazy man. That's the one I was thinking. Yeah, the lazy man's cabbage roll. So, yeah, tonight's my Christmas party for work. Yes, it's December,
nice.
Folks, but this is the March 17th show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 6:30 for the party, and wrestling's tonight. I'm hoping to be home before the main event. I'll throw on the network as soon as I enter the door and see what happens. Thank God it replays immediately, and then I can watch right from the start.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Off tomorrow.
I never thought of that.
Our renovations are taking place. So A&W is looking all brand new.
Nice.
They're on the inside. But they're closed tomorrow because they're putting in the new counter and the new pop machine. I don't know if you've been by the memorial location to see what we're going to look like in there.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Harbor was already brand new because it's 23 years old. Our store is 18 years old or 20-something years old now, and I think this is like the third upgrade or second upgrade. I'm not 100% sure.
Hmm.
I need a chef for my next show. That's supposed to be my chef appreciation show, because my next solo show, my second solo show of the year, was supposed to be a chef appreciation, and you gave that to me as my next show. So I got 2 weeks to find myself a chef, I think, or change my idea.
Yeah, we got lots of options.
What are you
going to
do with your time off?
What's up?
What are you going to do with your time off? It's going to be Christmas and New Year's by the time we have our next show.
Not much. Just
or
yeah. I think it's going to be after New Year's by the time I get a show. Yeah, not much. I'm just going to take her easy to do my cooking and our Christmas baking is already done a little bit. We don't do much, and that's it. Just going to enjoy Christmas.
Yeah,
so Merry Christmas to all the live listeners anyway.
And your show will be the 14th of January. I don't know if it's a solo or a co-host. It's probably co-host because you did both your solos, didn't you? Yeah, you did both your solos. All right, well, we got 2 minutes left, so I guess we can get our intro going on. And Merry Christmas, everybody, and
Merry Christmas.
Happy
New Year.
And happy 100.
Yeah, happy 100.
Awesome. You did it.
Woo! See you later.
You're not going to see the eye celebrate. Mm-hmm.
Our culinary food fun has you soul satisfied. Until next time, with a few laughs delivered with a feel-good guarantee. Or this one is free on us. Food Fun Nation Radio. We celebrate food with you.
Mm-hmm.